There you go, Janet and Luther, to start us off. The best things in life are free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 12th of June. Is it still a bit icky out there, is it?
Oh, yeah.
When you were coming in.
It's a scumbag of a morning, is what it is.
Because it was terrible when I was coming in.
Yeah.
Was it still bad when you were coming in
it
there
was.
Recently?
Yeah. Oh, gee, did you hear him? Do you hear them all together? Wow, blackardry.
It's not great out there at all.
I'd love to just once come in and see what time, how ahead of me you are. Probably like 15 minutes in it, or 10 minutes.
I'm here at 12:15 every evening. I don't know what time you come in at.
It's 12? Good Lord, man. What are you doing that for?
No, it is a bit muck out there, isn't it?
I thought
it got a bit better and closer to the city. It was worse in Narnia.
Oh, yeah, well,
sure. You had to come through the mists.
There's always a storm on outside to keep the unicorns in. You know the way?
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt that. No, it looks like it's going to be a scumbag of a couple of days, actually. It looks like it's going to be awful.
Doesn't look too pleasant out there at all.
Wind and rain and everything.
But anyway, folks, hopefully you can make the most of us. Stick with us and we'll do our best to wake you up happy over the course of the next few hours or so. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Today, of course, the big news is that there's no hit bit. It was
no, it's gone
yesterday.
Yeah. Some sneaky, sniggledy snake got in there and got made sense of the clue, actually, was what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's gone.
Won himself over a grand, €1,000 and 10. How do you say 1,000 and 10 euro? That's it.
1,000 euro.
1,000 euro and 10.
And a tenner. That's the way I'd be doing it.
Yeah. 1,010 euro is what he's won, and well done. It was turned out to be Take That, by the way, and Could It Be Magic? Which seems to have surprised a lot of people, us included.
Yeah, big time me. Anyway, I hadn't a rashers.
So we'll find out from Magic Mike a bit later on what the plan is there. Will there be a brand new Hitbit before the end of the week? We'll fill you in on that.
But I wouldn't think so. You know the way they normally carry it over to the Monday, don't they?
So I'll kick it off in an
Andy
double
Bad
Monday.
News does. I think he normally does that anyway, but sure, who knows?
That's because it generally takes him that long to get over the shock of handing out money.
Yeah, he's there, he has to. Yeah, that's what he said to me yesterday, Andy Bad News, you know that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Giving away me money, he said. Yeah. Yeah, he was giving away me money. But it's a game.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's a bit like, remember when Niamh worked here and she couldn't really understand the principle of betting? She could understand the principle of winning.
Yeah.
But she couldn't understand why if you made a bet, you had to hand over the money as
what
well
happens
if you lost.
When she lost, what was it she said to you? So what happens to my tenner now?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, it's gone. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
The man has that. The man you gave it to.
Yeah. Stupid thing,
stupid. I don't even get out of that.
Anyway, so we still have the breakfast table quiz for you to have a bash at. We still have the chance for you to win tickets to the Forever Young Festival. In fact, a really nice prize in the Forever Young Festival. And all you're doing is listening out for a tune. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. We have the chance for you to win pretty cool prizes with Skoda's speed dating cycle event. Based on your texts and stuff about your bizarre first date experiences. Or date experiences.
Or, yeah, anything at all, basically. Good or bad. That's what we're after there.
So there's still plenty of winning to be done, in fairness.
Oh, what a way to start the morning.
This'll get you going. This'll shake the drops off.
Look at that.
That's not really the appropriate expression.
Shake your drops off. That's what you were saying. Get out of the shower.
I meant raindrops.
Get out of the shower and shake your drops off. Stand there now in the nude.
Like
the windmill. Oh, there's no better music to dry yourself off to than this, I can tell you.
You can give yourself a good rubbing with the towel there now.
Right between the legs. Let's go. Lay!
Yeah, top tune. That'll cheer you up, or it should do, on a bit of a wet and miserable morning around the country today, because it seems as though it is everywhere. It's not just here, PJ. Len was on from Limerick, same there. Margaret and from Moy says it looks the same there.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, our greenkeeper friend. Well, I'm not sure where Tony is. But anyway, he says, hard to imagine this time last year it was the cream we were lashing on because the weather was so good.
Yeah, I know, last year was unbelievable. Sure, it was a ridiculous summer last year. It was deadly.
And now it's extra layers you're putting on.
Layers.
Unbelievable.
Crap.
Right, let's have a go at the birthdays.
Let's do this.
This could cheer you up no end.
Let's do
it. You got one yesterday, didn't you? So, and you had a few that were close.
I was a bit weird yesterday, let's be honest.
Just yesterday.
Yeah, well, you said it was three significant birthdays and I didn't guess any of them on the real numbers. So I don't know what the hell I was thinking yesterday.
You're a hard man to give a
clue
to.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was all over the place. I did my best.
Hard man to give a clue to. Right, okay. Let's try this, okay? Somebody from your fraternity, let's say, it's this bloke's birthday.
I avoid people who are shooting at me.
Yes.
You do. I know that if I can. If
I mean, to the extent that I literally
just don't go to gun ranges or appear in westerns. It's almost like I don't want to be shot.
Now, do you recognise him?
I don't.
Right, OK.
I don't know who that
is. I said the IT crowd.
Oh, yeah, it's... oh, what is it? Richard Zimdibdi Buddy?
Iowadi.
Iowadi.
I was hoping you were going to pin your colours to it. Because I'm not... I think it's Iowadi. Isn't it?
Richard Iowadi.
Iowadi.
How do you spell
Iowadi. Iowadi. A-Y-O-A-D-E.
Richard Iowadi. We'll just call it Iowadi. Everyone in Ireland can say Iowadi, no problem.
Exactly.
We've been saying it for long. So Richard Iowadi.
Yeah.
Of the IT crowd. He's a great actor, that
he
lad.
Is very
even
good.
Though he does the same weirdo thing in everything he does.
Yeah.
He's just this natural born nerd fella, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And he hates being interviewed as well.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He thinks there has to be something wrong with you to actually want to be interviewed.
Something wrong with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Want to plug something you're doing, like...
Yeah,
having a laugh with someone. You hate it.
Hates it.
Weird, isn't it? Otherwise, you know, we all have people that we don't want interviewing us because you're like, that fella's got the charisma of a chicken fillet. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
But to hate being interviewed by anyone is a bit...
Yeah, and I mean, you don't, like... I wouldn't say he'd be into giving you straight answers now. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of... I saw... What's that? The Channel 4 guy does all the serious interviews, heavy-hitting interviews or whatever.
I don't know. Paxman or someone, is it?
No,
is he still around?
No,
he's
no.
probably
no.
long gone, is he?
Anyway, whoever it was, he tried interviewing him and it just... It was
not your man Singh. Is that his name?
Is that his name?
He's an Asian fella, is it?
Yeah. Krish, no.
Krish? I see you. Hold on, you're ringing bells here. Krishin. Oh, here, listen, I'm after calling him your man Richard Iowadi, so I don't know what
exactly
I'm talking about. But I know exactly
anyway,
what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to interview him, and basically, I mean, it was, you know, it was sort of funny about the fact that...
It was just the most awkward interview.
Yeah, he just wasn't giving him anything. Not in a sort of a standoffish way.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't think Richard Iowadi, or Iowadi, finds himself that interesting.
See, there you go. That's where, yeah. So you end up with two lads on live TV. One of the best journalists probably ever, that guy.
Yeah.
If we could only remember his name. Sitting there with my Wadi and the two of them, and they're going, so, what's your favourite colour?
Don't know, red. Right. What are you doing later? Are you doing that later? Have you any plans? I'm just going to go to my ma's. She's making a chicken casserole.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I know what you mean.
It's similar. Similar.
But I'd say, what age is he, though? He's, I don't know, he's 42?
Oh, 43.
All right.
43,
right.
That's not a bad start. Now, I'll tell you, I have a feeling you might get this, because I think you've mentioned this lady before. I think you may know this lady as a bit of a friend of yours. Amanda Brunker.
Oh, I do, yeah, I know, I'd like her. She's just very sound.
Yeah, I've only met
very
her once.
Very sound.
She was grand when I met her.
Ah, she's good
crack,
don't
know her
yeah.
that well now.
She's good crack. She knows how to laugh at herself and everything as well. I enjoy her company, yeah, she's great.
She's listed as journalist. She's done loads of stuff, hasn't she?
She's done loads of stuff. I think she just stopped doing her column with the Sunday World, though, didn't she? She was there with them for about 20 years or something.
Right.
Yeah, and she got
she start life as a model or something?
Yeah. Oh. Wasn't she a Miss Ireland or something like that?
Is that what it is?
Or something like that, I don't know. And then she went off and she did all kinds of mad stuff. But I'll tell you one thing about her. This is what I like about her. She will give anything a go. Remember she went and did the electric picnic or oxygen or something?
What do you mean, did it? Like,
she
performed
went to perform
songs?
At it. Yeah, and she got vilified. Jeepers. It was as if... She was after shooting down people walking down the middle of the road, the grief she got over it.
For singing on stage?
Yeah, for daring to...
Why I didn't buy her a weekend ticket to Oxygen to have her polluting me existence with the whole... You know what I mean? I came here to be polluted by cans and drugs, not by her. People got really upset about it.
But she's written books and stuff, hasn't she?
She's written books, yeah. She's done columns for years. She had a radio show.
Did she?
Yeah, on a station not so far from here, which will remain nameless because you can go feck ourselves. she did all that, yeah.
And she's always on the old televisuals.
Yeah, not so much anymore. I don't know what she's family and all that, doesn't she? She's raising the children and everything.
Oh, right.
I think she, I don't know what her fella does be doing. I say she keeps him active, I'd say, doesn't he? You know what I mean? You wouldn't be lazy around Amanda Brunker. You know, she does. Well, you know, it must be very challenging, in fairness, if you're married to someone like Amanda Brunker and you go home and you say to her, you know, someone who's had a radio show, writes for things, done, you know, the bit of modelling, written books.
Were you busy?
You know, and saying, you know, I'm just thinking I was just going to chill out
I've had a hard day.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to chill out. No, you're not. No, I'm afraid you're not, actually, are you? I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'll show you what you're going to do now in a minute.
Now, how old would she be then?
I think we're near and much the same, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
She might be a 45.
Yeah!
Yay! Go on, Amanda Brugger. Happy birthday.
Well done. Right, one in the back of the nest. Okay, we'll go with the footballer. Two footballers for you to finish, right?
Right.
So, old school footballer, and a man I know you've mentioned this man in the past. I'm not 100% sure whether it was in a good or a bad way. But anyway, legendary Arsenal goalkeeper, Pat Jennings.
Pat Jennings, yeah.
And Northern Ireland goalkeeper.
Probably in
as
a bad way, actually, I'll tell you, to be honest with you.
I suspect, yeah, maybe. Although, or maybe it was just that you mentioned he inadvertently ended up with a statue. It was meant to be a statue of somebody else.
George Best.
Is that what it was?
And it ended up being a statue of Pat Jennings. And the weird thing is, Pat Jennings was there to unveil the statue. Can you imagine his face when they unveiled it? He went, Jesus Christ, that's me. They've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
And it was him.
They should have decided that on the spot.
They should have, yeah.
We'll do a new George Best, right? Say, don't say it. Don't. Just cover the plaque.
And the Pat Jennings Memorial. How this happens. But anyway.
Look, he's here anyway. Just stand down. Yeah.
I was never a big fan of Pat Jennings, obviously, because he was a gooner for a start. And then he was, you know, playing for the plantation population as well. So, you know, you'd be there going, right, fair enough, not a
Wasn't
big fan of
him.
I know we're all supposed to like them now, but I just don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. They're the worst fans in football. I just don't like them. I don't mind the Nordies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Nordies are all right.
You're being football specific.
Oh, very
here.
Specific, yeah, yeah. You know
but
all
isn't
this.
Pat Jennings rumoured to have?
God save our gracious queen. We don't have an answer. I'm of our own, so we're going to do the who. You know the way the whistle and all.
Brilliant.
So I got to be there. There you go. Now I'm in trouble. But whatever, it's grand.
That's fine.
And he was known for having the biggest hands.
That's where I was trying to get to.
And Mark,
in a hope of saving you from
myself.
From getting us all into trouble.
From myself.
Because it didn't work, so let's go for it anyway.
So there you go. Yeah, so there you go. So I would say, and you know the way Mark Doherty used to have this great song. He was a comedian years ago, right? He hasn't done stand-up for years. He was a great comic. And he used to have this song. He used to think that the most uncomfortable thing that could ever happen is Pat Jennings would insert his hand into your bottom. So he used to have this song, and it was about him proposing to his girlfriend,
right,
and her refusing him on that basis. So it was like, I went to her with ring in hand, said to the altar come, she says I'd rather have Pat Jennings' fist inserted up me bum.
It was a classic.
Well, there you go. So that's
got a lot of play, that one.
I just like to say Pat Jennings has now got me in trouble twice. I'm not responsible for the things I say. Oh, he's older now. 71.
Oh, not bad. 74. And then a modern one to finish. Modern footballer. Ex-Liverpool player, though, so I'm not sure how this is going to go down. Currently with Barcelona. Probably not for long. Philip Coutinho.
Oh, Coutinho.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the man who left Liverpool to win Champions Leagues.
was he in that song?
Oh, you meant that
Richie
Sheehy
lad.
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? We got Salah. Oh, money.
No, it was Firmino, not Coutinho. Is it?
No, but we sold Coutinho.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because that's what you got, but we sold.
I'm a little bit disappointed you know the Liverpool song so well. But I suppose if you're going to just, you know, hunt with the hounds and
you know what you can
run
do
with
now.
The foxes and all.
Do you
that.
Know what you can do now? I know what you're doing. You can go and stick Pat Jennings' fist up your bum. That's what you can do.
Yeah. Well, mildly disappointed, I have to say, that
you're
so familiar,
you
with, the,
led
so
me
familiar
into
with the enemy.
God, I actually, for a minute, I'll show you. I actually almost celebrated a Liverpool Champions League win there.
Yeah.
I need to check.
You were slagging Philip Coutinho for having left prior to them winning a Champions League.
Oh, my God.
With him having left with the purpose of, you know, wanting to go on and win big trophies.
God, what the hell? I need to have a lie down.
You've changed, man. You've changed.
Don't feel well after that.
I don't even know you anymore.
I need a Pat Jennings therapy myself to bring back some reality.
Old Philip Coutinho.
Oh, God, I forgot to guess. 28.
27.
I'm not bad today.
No, not bad.
No, I was here, there and everywhere
for
today.
Liverpool-loving football fan over
you there. You wash out your dirty mouth.
6:32 here at Classic Hits. Time for us to get the headlines. Here's Tara.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 25 to 7. Strange question for you, Tara. Are you a bit lower down or something today?
She is nothing,
down.
I thought there's nothing but a head.
Which is why...
It's bizarre.
That's why I know I startled you when I came into studio and I went on our talkback, our little wizard machine where I can talk in your ear.
Yeah.
And just to say I'm here because I was afraid you wouldn't see me.
What's going on?
It's like watching.
You just jumped onto your knees for something to
look. Yeah, I'm on my knees.
What's going on?
You finally brought her to her knees. It's like seeing one of those people who tend to drive with their head only just barely over the steering wheel.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, one of those little old ones that drive looking through the steering wheel.
It's because of me sore neck. You've got injuries.
People of Ireland, Tara has injuries.
She's crocked. So
no, I am crocked. Like, I'm crocked. Bona fide crocked, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't realise that you had to get the bottom of your legs taken off or whatever it is.
Oh, my God. They haven't done that, have they? Have they removed you from the waist down?
They removed me from the knee down.
Oh, yeah. God.
What is it, your shoulder that's at you?
Yeah, my neck. My neck and my shoulder and my arm.
See, that's what happens when the rain comes at your age. Yeah. You get a touch of the rheumatism.
You thought this is it. It's the rheumatism from the rain. Can I just point out, though, because I know that somebody was on a little bit earlier saying about how this time last year we were basking in it, and today Met Aaron actually have on their forecast that it's unseasonably cool at 12 degrees, a number of degrees lower than it would be at this time of year. But this time last year, we weren't actually basking in it.
Oh, really?
No, we weren't. We had temperatures very like this time last year. It got really well towards the middle and the end of June.
So there may still be hope, lads.
Let's
cling on to that. Obviously, you can't cling on to a tarot.
Yeah,
because you can't reach.
Yeah, it's just above your head there.
Billy Ray Martin, Your Loving Arms, and Falco, Rock Me Amadeus.
What a song that is. I love that song.
It is great, isn't it?
It's so ridiculously cheesy, but fantastic.
We haven't played it in ages. It's not something you hear kind of on any sort of regular basis.
Yeah, we don't play that nearly enough. Rock me
Amadeus. The old one hit wonders sometimes. There's always a good show in the one hit wonders, isn't there?
There is, yeah. There definitely is, yeah.
I know somebody's going to turn around and go, excuse me, Falco had many, many hits.
They did not, though, in fairness. Look,
but in fairness, in terms of a crossover hit, they may well have had hits in, I think, Austrian or German, or what's the story?
Oh, they were definitely one of them, weren't they? They were definitely from out that way, yeah.
But as far as we're concerned, and most people be concerned, Rock Me Amadeus is a one-hit wonder. And a belter of a one, too, it is.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the lyrics here. I looked up the lyrics because there was controversy about what they may or may not have said in the song. But it's actually all in German. It's all in German, the whole song.
Yeah, because Tara thought she heard a very bold word.
Yeah.
On the radio.
I don't think she did. It's all them. Whatever this is all about. Yeah.
See, they don't write them like that anymore.
We should get... Oh, we got a German woman working with us.
Oh, yeah.
We should get her to translate it for us when she comes in.
That's true.
We should definitely do that. I've always wondered what Falco was harping on about in that ludicrous song.
Yeah. Although Mozart.
It's going to be something ridiculous, though, isn't it? It's going to be like, yeah, he was walking down the road with his hat in his hand. And then a fella says, where'd you get the wig? He says, in the shop over there. Amadeus. It'll be remarkably uneventful in the end, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Quality. Ali, well, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout this morning for whatever's going on for you. It is a bit iffy. As Tara was just pointing out there, and she actually went and checked it for us, the temperatures this time last year, which we kind of relate to as having been a brilliant summer, were exactly the same, apparently.
Yeah, exactly the same, yeah.
Literally 0.2 of a degree or something.
In this, yeah, there's nothing in this. I'm after doing it.
What, have you translated
it? I did the Google
Translate.
And is it
a bloke with his hat and a...
He was a punk and he lived in the big city. It was Vienna, where he did everything. He had death because he drank, but all the women loved him and they called him Amadeus.
So it is basically just all about the life of Mozart.
Pretty much, yeah. It's really jeepers, I'm sorry you know it now. He was a superstar and he was popular. He was so exalted because he had flair. He was a virtuoso. He was a rock idol. He had everything and people shouted, Amadeus.
Taking all the fun out of it for you.
It has knocked the crack out of it now, in fairness.
The other thing is, was that in the movie? Did that come from a movie about Amadeus?
There was a movie about him. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, though.
That's what I'm just wondering. Are the two things connected?
I haven't the totally different. Having the Riddler.
It's unusual that you or I don't know a great deal about the life of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
excuse me, I know a great deal about him.
He was a rock star. He was a punk and the women loved him. He had debts because he drank.
I had a lot of debts because he drank. He was a punk. What are you talking about? But I'll tell you the history of no problem.
No bother. You and Falco.
He lived in Vienna. He lived in Vienna.
Anastasia Left Outside Alone here at Classic Hits. To be honest with you, not a day to be outside at all. Alone or otherwise.
It's a smell bag of a day, so not it is when it comes to the weather anyway.
Although Tracy's been on from Galway to say the sun is out here in the west side of the island.
All right, Tracy.
In Galway. Mind you, she might be in the minority there. Marie has been on, though, to say that, to thank us, PJ, because she was about to head off, and she was going to be heading off on her bike, and... She said it looked as though the weather was lovely, and then she headed off. She heard us talking about it, right, that it was a bit manky. So she said, right, better safe than sorry. Went to put the old wet gear on, and she's now delighted.
Well, that's great, Marie.
It's kept her dry.
I'm delighted for you, myself. Now, unfortunately, you being a cyclist, Jim, he's disgusted he helped you out, I'd say.
Well, she does say driving a bike. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and assume that it was
She might be one of my kind.
It was a motorcycle.
Yeah, so there you go. Right, so Marie.
Anyway, listen, it would have been a manky day weather-wise, right, in lots of parts of the country. It is often, you know, it's often a great day to get your feet up with a good old movie, right?
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
There's nothing more than we like than a good old kids movie.
Do you listen to that, Mia? I mean, honest to God, does that not cheer you up?
I tell you.
You know what I mean? You're looking
shake
out now.
The drops off.
Most parts of Ireland, except for where one particular weirdo in the West is. And you're looking out now and you can see the rain hitting the ground. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, you got a friend in somewhere.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Get the movies on.
It just
get
cheers you
up. Get the fire going.
Get the movies on.
It's blooming June.
It is June,
get the fire on.
Oh my gosh. Let's open some Christmas presents together.
Exactly.
So there's been this survey, right? And the survey is done by adults about the top children's movies ever made. So essentially what this boils down to is the best children's movies that adults can enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? Because we all know, we've all been tortured. I mean, I don't even have kids. And I've been tortured watching some of the most desperate children's television and movies of all time.
Yeah.
And they seem to want to watch it over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. Or when, you know, when you bring kids to the cinema when they're young or whatever and stuff like that, and you're watching kids' movies. There's certain kids' movies that you think, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
When will this be over?
Like, you know, when you see them Power Rangers jumping around. Yeah. Or that weird old dinosaur. I'm sure he's done a movie this stage. Barney, has he?
Probably.
Jesus, that's weird, man.
Probably.
There's something seriously wrong. Or if Peppa Pig ever does a movie, you know, it's going to be bloody brutal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of kids' movies are fantastic. And a lot of them operate on kind of a couple of levels, don't they?
There's
lots of adult gags.
Oh, it's great when they stick in gags that you know are just for you. And the kid's like, what's that mean? It means eat more popcorn. Shut up. So there's all of that as well. So here you go. A poll of 2,000 adults, pretty comprehensive poll. 34% chose the top film out of all of them. So if you timed and put it together, that's quite a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
Have chosen the top one. But without further ado, I'll give you... I won't give you the 20 because it's who cares outside of a top 10.
Go on, just scroll through them. It won't take a loss. Just fly
the 20?
Through them. Go on, why not?
Okay, yeah, why not?
I'm genuinely curious.
All right, okay.
Because there's probably lots of them that I would have forgotten about that are probably cracking movies.
Well, actually, the top 21, I do think it is a cracker. It's The Incredibles. You know The Incredibles? What a great movie that is.
At number 20?
Yeah.
Right.
I went to see that one in the cinema.
Not bad.
Great
not bad.
Crack.
Well, yeah, it's all right, yeah.
It's all right, you hear this fella. Number 19, we're getting a bit small, see, I think, with Snow White. It's a bit, you know.
Yeah, I suppose you have to say it's a classic, but... Yeah.
Well, you're not... Is it even a classic anymore? I remember seeing there was a blog going about it being sort of pro-patriarchy and all, because your woman's asleep.
Look,
and
if you're going to start going down that road...
Well, that's what they said, and because the prince kisses her at the end and doesn't have consent because she's asleep and all. I know, Jim. I know. I'm on your side with this. Number 18, The Greatest Showman.
It's a kids' movie.
Apparently. I wouldn't be into that now. Wouldn't be into that at all.
I thought it was a good movie.
Number 7.
I certainly wouldn't have called it a kids' movie.
No, neither would I. Can I be honest? I haven't a clue what it is. Right. I just see it written there and it sounds familiar. But I don't know if it's a kids' movie. I don't know anything about it. I'll move on to something I do know. Number 17, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Ah, yeah. Amazing. And it was so good that that's the movie, isn't it? It's set in Bulgaria or Estonia or somewhere. And Aoife here grew up watching the movie and therefore thought Bulgaria was a fictional place. She didn't believe it was a real country. So I'm on the songs and all.
Yeah.
Truly scrumptious. Truly. Dick Van Dyke, you can't do an English accent. He's done them in so many movies. It's brilliant. Also then, Frozen at 16. Oh, God.
I've never seen that one.
Neither have I, but the song.
Yeah, and I don't want to
the
really.
Song. Let it go, let it go. I wish they would.
It did haunt people's lives. I
it
believe.
Really did.
If you were, you know, a parent of a Frozen loving child.
Yeah.
You were, I think you suffered big time.
Niamh, who used to work here, was obsessed with it as well. Wizard of Oz in
Mind
at number
you, yeah,
15.
Well, she was kind of similar to
him. Yeah, she would have been, yeah.
No, it was what?
Wizard of Oz.
Ah,
at
yeah.
15.
Yeah.
Unbelievable
Can't
movie.
Can't go wrong with that.
Oh, especially when you know the backstory.
You know, they attempted to make some sort of remake of it, which, man, that mad actor, that James Franco lad.
They did not, did they?
Yeah, they didn't call it necessarily The Wizard of Oz. They call, anyway, it doesn't matter. It was rubbish.
Oh.
Right, what else?
Number 14. I nearly said LOL laughing out loud Dalmatians. It's 101 Dalmatians. Oh my God.
That would have been a brilliant.
I'm reading too many texts, man.
Laugh out loud Dalmatians.
Laughing out loud Dalmatians.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
That's a totally different movie, that is.
Right.
Yeah, Grant. That'd be probably more your bag, really.
I do like that, yeah. Dogs
you didn't want any actors in it. You just wanted loads. You just loads wanted 101 dogs, Dalmatians. Yeah. All laughing out loud.
Just a bunch of dogs laughing for an hour and a half. Beauty and the Beast at 13. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Not bad now. Go on.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. 12 Monsters, Inc. Oh, what
a great movie.
Fantastic
yeah.
movie. That's the crack. Oh, jeepers. I was looking under my bed as an adult hoping to find a monster under there after watching that movie.
Yeah, if they were all big cuddly ones like that.
I was looking under the bed. Come out here and give us a hug. Come on, you fecker. Oh, now you're in there somewhere. Give us a cuddle. Ice Age in at number 11. Never saw
great
it.
Great movie.
Yeah, I've heard
Ice
that.
Ice Age, great
never
movie.
Never saw it. Despicable Me, never saw that either.
Yeah, have I seen one of those? I think I've seen bits of it. Yeah.
Don't know.
I mean, it's the thing that spawned Minions. Which yeah. are like a phenomenon in their own right now.
And I haven't seen, I don't know anything about
Minions,
them.
Minions, you know the little...
Yeah, I know, I'd know them to meet
tic-tac
them.
Tic-tac looking things.
Yes, I remember one of them blew away in Santry and closed down the whole road for it. Remember that? A couple of years ago. Jungle Book at number 9.
Great movie.
A great movie. Finding Nemo.
Oh,
in at number 8.
Finding Nemo.
Excuse me. Woo. Little fella, his son Bingo.
Nemo
was taken to
Sydney.
Yes, and it's really, really important that we get there as fast as we can. So can you help us out? Maybe he only speaks whale. We need
Dory.
To find his son.
What are you doing?
I don't know why that makes me think of you.
I know why.
Speaks well.
Yeah, I know
I'll
why.
Try.
Because
I'll try.
I know exactly why. Because we had an argument here once on air where I was giving out about a whale that can count to 3, and I was bragging because I can count to 10
four.
Or 4 or whatever. That's why it is. Mary Poppins at number 7. What a
Another
brilliant
one of Dick
movie.
Van Dyke.
And the new one is supposed to be brilliant as well. The new Mary Poppins movie that was made, it's supposed to be deadly. It's supposed to be absolutely
deadly. Haven't
seen
that now.
Right, so, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at number 6, of course it
is. As long as it's the original one.
It is.
Not the Johnny Depp one.
No, jeepers. Yeah, the less said about that, the better.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
was that about? Turned him into a half a vampire oddball thing. And the Oompa Loompas. Oh, will you stop? The Oompa Loompas are supposed to be one particular way.
Exactly.
It's supposed to look like tanned young ones walking around Dublin in the middle of July. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah,
not like whatever
Johnny Depp was doing with it.
Erected. Harry Potter at number 5. Ah, God, yeah.
Yeah, all good movies.
Ah, they're great movies. Don't know anything about the books. Never going to read the books, but the movies were brilliant crack. And then, of course, in at number 4, this one's after Jim's heart is wrapped around this movie. You think Shrek?
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop. Buttons.
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
That's such brilliant movies.
That really does sound
like... I'll
tell
you something. Even you yourself have said that is one of Eddie Murphy's greatest roles as Donkey in Shrek.
Oh, it's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
And amazing. That conversation sounds exactly like Andy Bad News giving out to us looking for Gareth O'Callaghan. Where is he?
The Muffin Man.
Where is he gone? He hasn't been... It's a little bit like
Do
that.
Do you know
the Muffin Man.
Right, we're down to brilliant the top three. Movie. So right. Things are getting exciting now. The Lion King at number three. Never
brilliant
seen it.
Brilliant movie.
Never seen
brilliant
it.
Brilliant movie. Gonna have you to know go. Why? Because the voice of James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could make anything sound good.
Simba.
Yeah.
Look out into the distance and see the Muffin Man.
I tell you, it's like Enda Murphy talking to you off the big screen.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Voice of a Thousand Souls. That's
brilliant
exactly
movie,
what it's like.
And it's all because of him.
In at number two, Home Alone.
Good movie.
Great
Come
movie.
Come on, yeah.
Great
Who
movie.
Doesn't love Home Alone?
And let's face it, we've given the game away already, to be quite honest. You can hear it in the background. Number one has to be all of them, the Toy Stories.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Answer. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, those brilliant. Movies.
All of those movies, as you say, all good.
Those movies as well, they wreck you. I cried watching Toy Story 3. Cried! I didn't cry when my father died. And I was sitting there
watching Toy Story 3.
I was Toy Story 3 in the middle of the day in the cinema, picking a popcorn and a Coke. And at the end, they were going,
this is very emotional, isn't it? This is very emotional, can't you?
I was caught so unaware.
Brilliant.
Tears rolling down my cheeks like a half-wit. Oh, God.
So that's the top 20 then. If there's anything that you think should have been in there, will you let us know? If there's any kind of belter of a kids' movie that is an adult classic, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If adults just adore it and it's been missed out by them on that list, you can let us know. 087-188-0008.
They make you all soppy, don't they? Listen to that music.
I love you, Jim.
Oh, well, enough of that now.
Give us a hug.
Sophie B. Hawkins right beside you here at Classic Hits, 25 past 7 on this Wednesday, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Far and away, the movie that most people have texted in about that should have been on that list is The Goonies.
Yeah, the... Oh, deaf... Ah! What happened there?
Look, when your ears fell off. Fantastic. That's brilliant. Ah, disaster. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh,
but yeah, The Goonies, people seem to think, like, there's loads of other ones. We will get through a few more, but The Goonies seems to be the one that everybody thinks should have made the top 20.
Definitely, and I'm getting texts from people that say, yeah, I've never seen The Lion King. What's wrong
yeah,
with you?
I mean, that is, it is special, The Lion King.
Yeah, someone else saying, I can't believe I'm not alone. Someone, Louise is saying, can't believe I'm not alone. I literally told someone at work I'd never seen The Lion King and they started dry retching in front of me.
Yeah.
Like they literally made them sick.
Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, 087-188-0008. It's that list of, they're actually kids' movies, right? Kids' movies, but that just adults absolutely adore. Let us know if there's one that we've missed out on. That's The Water Boys, The Hole of the Moon, here at Classic Hits on this Wednesday, 12th of June. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. As I say, no hit bit today, but if you missed it yesterday, it was one. We'll give you all the details, what it was and who it was and all that sort of stuff. Very shortly. But in the meantime, if you were with us a little bit earlier, you'll know we were chatting about a survey that's published of the top kids movies that are popular and loved by adults. Okay, so PJ gave us a rundown of the top 20. So they're kids movies, but adults love them.
Yeah.
Right? And Toy Story turned out to be the number one and all that. We were going through them and we were saying if there's any that we've, you know, that you feel should have been on that list... to let us know, 087-188-0008. Of course, The Goonies, we mentioned, has come in a lot.
Loads, and I can't believe it's not... Well, I suppose just like there's younger adults now, isn't there, with children, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True, I suppose.
Probably people out there, if you're in your, like, sort of late 20s and you're a parent now, so you wouldn't even know, you wouldn't know your Goonies from your Rice Krispies, Jim. You wouldn't be able to separate
them. The other text that's come in a lot is not so much about something that should have been on the list, because it was on the list, but it was about the fact that you haven't seen it. There's a lot of people in almost nearly setting you the challenge to see this movie.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Come on, PJ.
It's our problem-free
philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Matata.
Now, that, of course, is the jolly side of
that's
the
jolly
King.
Side of
I
it,
mean,
yeah.
Magic Mike could have been cruel and he could have played you the... Actually, I can't tell you what happens in it because it'd be a spoiler.
I know what happens. It's spoiler. That's been ruined on me many times.
Has it been?
Yeah, I know what happens.
Yeah. Now, I tell you, you think...
It's the Bambi of the modern day, isn't it?
You think you had a tear in your eye at Toy Story 3. Oh, my God.
Oh, PJ. It couldn't be sadder than Toy Story 3.
Well, I tell you, give it a run. Give it a run, it would. And the other one, actually, in fairness, another one that came in on the list of people saying, how come this wasn't on the list, was this.
E.T. Home Phone.
E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home. He wants to call somebody.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it is
I'm
a kid's movie.
Goosebumps
isn't it?
Listening isn't to that.
It is a kid's movie.
Ah, it's a kid's movie. It's about an alien that sits on a BMX bike. It's hardly like, you
yeah,
know, it's not,
right.
It's not considered adult content, I'm sure.
It's not necessarily a documentary.
Yeah, I know. But it is. And it definitely fills the void. It fills that gap that we're talking about where it's like a kid's movie that adults can love.
Yeah.
So it's definitely on that. Oh, jeepers.
What are
the
about,
oh, my God. When the little fella went, oh, dude. Elliot. Yeah. And what a relationship. Like one man and his dog.
Yeah.
One man and his little alien.
Incredible. And of course, one that was on the list as well was a classic.
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. All engines talk.
What's it saying?
It's saying, chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Now, it's not often you get to play that on
that's
the radio.
That's our will you stop? He's the most ridiculous man in the world, Dick Van Dyke. He's brilliant. He is brilliant. He's like
it is. It's fantastic. It is a genuine classic.
Oh,
I mean, it's brilliant. It rolled out. It rolled out every Christmas, and it's still brilliant.
He walks like a wounded animal. That's what I like about Dick Van Dyke.
Incredible. So loads of the other suggestions. Happy Feet.
Haven't seen that either.
Labyrinth.
Don't know what that is.
Not familiar with that one.
Oh, that's one with David Bowie years ago, is it?
No, that's hardly a kid's movie, is it?
I don't know. I've never seen that either.
Madagascar. Myself and Magic Mike were talking about that. Madagascar.
I haven't seen that either.
That's a mad movie, to be fair. That's a weird one.
What do you mean? Like, what's weird?
It's just, they are mad. It's great.
Isn't that just talking
animals?
And
there's good stars in it, you know what I mean? Like, your man David Schwimmer's in it, the guy from Friends, and there's... what's Chris Rock, your mate? Chris Rock is in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As the zebra, whatever.
It's just a bunch of talking animals having
it. Ah, yeah, but they have great adventures. And the penguins are fantastic. Penguins are the stars.
But you wouldn't recommend it, though?
I would.
Oh.
It's mad in a... It's kind of hard to imagine kids like it. Anyway, who framed Roger Rabbit? That qualifies a kid's movie. I suppose it would. I
mean, yeah.
There's animated... people in it. It's got to be, I suppose.
I guess so, yeah, yeah. It's Bob Hoskins and a bunch of cartoons.
That is a great movie.
God, it's, you know, people are showing their ages here as well, I suppose, you know. You and
Elf.
Me both.
Elf as well.
Ah! Elf is a beautiful movie.
Great
I hate
movie.
Christmas. I would rather literally gargle silence than go through Christmas, and there's still something about Elf that gets me all the time. Yeah. I absolutely love that film.
Yeah,
it's Will Ferrell's best movie. I don't care what anyone says.
I'm surprised that wasn't higher on the list. Bear in mind now, these are kids' movies that adults love.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's
not
what
just
this
kids
list is.
Movies.
It's not just random kids' movies or whatever. It's like stuff that adults love.
Yeah, they're the ones you'd watch yourself if there was no kids around.
Yeah, you don't
if you were like sort of, you know, nursing yourself through the day.
Kids would be an inconvenience when you're watching these movies.
They would do. Kids would wreck them. So you'd be like, shut up with it. I'm watching a film. Jeepers. Stop sticking things to your face, will you? Watch the movie.
Yeah.
One of those.
Anyway, there's loads of them coming in. In fairness, still some of them we haven't come across. 087-188-0008. By the way, if you want to contribute.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip it. I'm a little bit delayed here because it's gone. It's gone.
God, it is
gone.
No more.
One yesterday, we had €1,100 to give away on the hit bitch, and it was taken. We got a sniggly steak and onto the phone. He managed to put, two and clue together, and he came up with the answer. And fair play to him. Yeah, €1,100, which means we have no hit bit today.
Exactly. But if you weren't with us yesterday and you're wondering how it all went down and what it all was, this is how it happened.
What do you reckon? €1,010, what do you think it is?
Could it be magic if I take that?
Could it be magic? Take that, right,
Mike. Take that, Michael. I can only imagine the puns that are coming here, but anyway.
Pat Cunningham in Galway. It's going to be a very magic morning for you. You've just won 1,010 euros!
No way! There you go. It all got very exciting very quickly.
It did.
It all escalated.
Jim got very excited. It was like he won it.
That's great. I love that, though. I love that one. It's just... It's the release, you know.
It is release, isn't it?
a blessed release.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're still we're working on whether we're going to start a new one this week, or I would imagine Andy Bad News being the fella that he is, that it'll probably go to Double Money Monday.
Yeah,
start there.
Double Money Monday be the place, Mike? Yeah.
We're actually, lads, going to start one this Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get the weekend to think about it.
Exactly.
I like it. I like it. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. Not to call you a horse, Michael.
No. You're more of a piebald than a horse.
Anyway, there you go. It'll be this Friday. We'll have a brand spanking new hit bit. It was Take That, Could It Be Magic. That's won 1,100 euro, 1,010 euro.
Yeah.
I've forgotten his name again. That's terrible.
Pat, wasn't it Pat in Galway?
No? Yeah, that'll do. Pat in Galway.
I think it was. Oh, jeepers. Don't be relying on me for these things.
Anyway, brand new one on Friday. On the way after 8 o'clock, we have an interesting one. We have a challenge for PJ and myself.
Another challenge.
The race is on.
I'm getting challenged left, right and centre. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with this. You just keep going until you give me a hiding, basically.
Hadaway, what is love? Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. It's almost 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. And if you follow any of us on social media, okay, you'll know that yesterday there was a little tweet that Mike had found from somebody, and it was about a specific sport.
Oh, it went completely viral yesterday. Yeah. It was this huge news. Who knew, right? With everything that's going on, the Women's World Cup is on. And pretty monumental, pretty momentous occasions going on there. The Americans, of course, beating Thailand 13-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Huge.
The FIH, the Hockey Championships is on. The Cricket World Cup. There's so much going on. But what you may have missed and shouldn't have missed is also the World Championship of Office Chair Racing was happening in Japan.
We don't necessarily know that was the World Championship.
Oh, it was, Jim. Oh, it was.
But it was certainly a race, right, where these people were actually racing around a circuit in office chairs.
They take it very seriously in Japan. Apparently it's an annual event, and they all get together, and I don't know how you qualify. I don't know what way the medals are distributed, and I don't know who keeps the time. But watching it was an amazing experience.
Absolutely.
And of course, it inspired
Magic Mike then to throw down the gauntlet, to throw down a challenge to PJ and myself to take part in an office chair race.
Well, we don't like being left out of it. I mean, there's World Cups left, right and centre. Why can't we qualify is what we were thinking.
Exactly. So, this is how it went.
Okay, you're very welcome along to the office chair with wheels Olympics. PJ, how are you feeling?
That name will never catch on.
I forgot what the title of the race was. So lads, talk me through how you've chosen your instruments being your wheelie chairs.
Yeah, the one I normally use is pretty steadfast. I see I don't do a lot of moving around when I'm in the office, so I had to rob a chair belonging to someone else. It's free spinning, fast action, Formula One style office chair. I've got a lot of hope for this.
Okay, Jim, what about you?
Yeah, basically what I did was just copied the one he took.
Right, okay, good tactic, I think. Okay, listen, lads, be safe. We're on concrete, we're in the underground car park.
I'll just point out two significant facts about this race. One is that PJ is a former motorcycle racist, right? I don't think they call them motorcycle racists, but I'm going to call them that for the purpose of this. And I'm also going to point out I am carrying an injury.
He is carrying an injury. That is absolutely true. He has a bad back.
Are you known as a motorcycle racist?
Absolutely not. That is not the terminology at all. And I think he well knows it isn't so.
Okay, lads, you have already wheeled the route. You know what you're doing, I hope. You're taking that corner right around. Aoife's at the finish. I'm going to commentate best I can. This is on film, so no cheating. Bums on seats, never get off the seats. Okay. And 3, 2, 1, go. And here we go. And you can hear the wheels going. PJ's taking a tremendous lead. Jim's being a little bit cautious. Maybe it's because of the back injury. But around the first bend now. Around the first bend. PJ's in the lead. Jim, you're going to have to do something to catch up. Oh, PJ's just... I mean, this is embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing. PJ almost fell off his chair. Glory riding at the end. And Jim's over the finish line now. And it's PJ Gallagher's the winner. Let me talk to the winner. Yeah. Let me talk to the champ. How do you feel, PJ?
Absolutely, God. I was going to say disgusted because I'm used to disappointment. Well, I feel I'm overwhelmed by happiness.
Congratulations to the motorcycle racist there on fulfilling his dreams.
Jim, a little bit of an embarrassing attempt from you, I must say. Did the injury hold you back?
Oh, well, I mean, I could barely move my legs, Mike. You know yourself. It was terrible. But, you know, in the great AJ way, I will have a rematch at some point.
Okay, well done, boys. Shake on it.
Absolutely. A poor display from a terrible race.
Oh, yeah, I was well and truly hammered. It was embarrassing.
I don't think...
Your cornering skills... You see, there's two things, really, right? Your cornering skills were exceptional, has to be said.
Right.
Obviously, from you being a motorcycle racist. And also...
It's not the racist, really. I don't like being branded with that word. I'm not comfortable with it.
Because you're fearless. You have no... Again, from your motorcycle racing days, you have absolutely no fear of injuring yourself in any capacity.
Ah, well, now, in fairness, it's just I...
Anyway, and bits of you are metal and everything.
Well, yeah, but that's... Yeah. Well, bits of me are metal. There's no need to be humiliating me. That's body shaming.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
You have no fear of falling off or injuring yourself.
I love a race.
I'm a gentle flower.
I love a race, so I do. Whereas you...
You're a competitive soul.
Where Jim looks at this, right, and he sees... It's two lads fluting around the car park on office chairs, right?
Yeah,
that's
in
fairness what he sees. I see the chance to win something. Right? That's how I see it. I'm with an award-winning radio person and an award-winning comedian. It's about time I won something, and if it's an office chair, goddammit, Jim, let me take it.
Yeah, I kind of playing that for myself, really. I'm still standing because I felt like I was lucky to do it after that race yesterday. I was well and truly whopped. In fact, if you want to see the level of my humiliation, as with all these things nowadays, it's up there for you to view on our social media platforms. If you go to our Facebook page, the Classic Hits Facebook page, or if you go to the Classic Hits Twitter feed, you'll be able to see it for yourself, the level to which I was humiliated in that race.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Again, I would like to say, Jim... He didn't really push us all into it. I mean, he had the dicky back. And he was saying, I remember at the start, we'd go, right, two laps of the car park. And Jim was saying, let's say half a lap of the circle here. Enough, you know.
I wanted to keep it in the office, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Jim would be happy if we were spinning around the table. Whatever, you know. It kind of felt like he was taking the young lad out to play the football in the garden.
It was weird. It was kind of like, because in fairness, you got some speed.
Yeah, I did.
You got some speed going.
But that's why I nearly face planted a Volkswagen Passat at the end.
Which you can see
on the video. There is a video that exists of that extraordinary race.
Yeah.
So when you're sitting down later on to watch whatever World Cup or sport or whatever thing you want to see, we recommend before you even get stuck into that to go to Classic Hits on Facebook and check out the wheelchair. The office chair with wheels race. It's obviously not a wheelchair race. They're real athletes.
An amazing technique. My pushing technique was a bit feeble.
You were very short in your strides.
I was very short, and you seemed to have great grip when you were off that car park floor thing.
I was wearing me pumice.
Is that what it was?
It was in me pumice. Yeah,
is that what it was?
An awful lot of grip on him.
But I do think it's your fearlessness that really brought it home. Most people, like when you're going along, right, and you're taking a corner, you're actually afraid that, because Mike said, now be careful, these things will tip, right, tip over. So I naturally was, you know, conscious of the fact that I might smash me face off the ground. But not Gallagher. No. Gallagher was like, it doesn't matter. What if I, as long as there's enough of me left to win, I'll take it.
Well, you see, the old motto when it comes to racing, Jim, man with empty head needs no helmet.
Love at First Sight from Kylie Minogue here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 8:29. Check this out. Barry in Cork. This is a great video, guys. Are you wearing a uniform now? You're dressed like twins.
Wearing a uniform?
Yeah, in that video. What were we wearing when we did that video for the office chair racing thing?
Jeepers, I don't know. A uniform? I'm not aware of that.
Are we wearing the same things?
Oh, jeepers, you never...
It's sort of in blue, I suppose.
Starting to clone into each other. I copy Jim. I wear Jim's throwaways. I get his hand-me-downs.
I tell you, actually, on that very thing, Barry, in Cork, you'll be very interested to know that fashion.ie, right?
Oh, dear
The website
God.
fashion.ie actually did a chat with PJ and myself about our Fashion. Sorry, hang on a second. It's very hard to concentrate when Tara Dugan is absolutely laughing her head off.
Skilly, what's so funny? What do you want?
Why is the term fashion and me and PJ, what brings about the laughter in that one?
I just always presumed it was because you got up in the middle of the night and that you'd paid no attention to what Britannia's at all.
Oh, outrageous.
Lovely, that is.
As if this isn't a carefully planned everyday thing.
Harry, you come in to work with a giant horse across your chest. I had to point out to you recently that you had a tag still stuck, a sales tag still stuck, and you said, "Oh yeah, no, yeah, I've had that there for a couple of years."
Well, it was.
Well, anyway, on that basis, it'll make it even more interesting when you read fashion.ie. So it's on the website at the moment. Yeah, it's a chat that PJ and myself had with fashion.ie about our tastes and stuff. Well, you stop laughing.
It's not that funny.
It's not that funny. Unbelievable.
Yeah, tell you something.
You can get an insight into how PJ and myself put our outfits together.
I tell you something. If you want to have a look inside an exclusive look into our crib.
Yeah, to be fair.
Tell you, Kim Kardashian's going to be reading this with a close eye, I tell you.
I'd say if, I don't know, if Calvin Klein read it, to be crying. Tears for Fears, sowing the seeds of love. 20 to 9, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Thank you for that. 087-188-0008. Of course, if you're having a bash at the breakfast table quiz, now's the time to let us know if you fancy it. Looking for a score of 14 or more. A couple of nights stay in a brand spanking new hotel, the Marlin Hotel, right in the heart of Dublin. That's up for grabs this week. I'm a bit nervous about this next bit because PJ won't tell me what it is.
No, I just want to see your face when you hear this. And I know it's kind of a serious story, actually.
Right.
You know, the war is not on CFCs anymore. It's not on the old popular enemies we used to have in the days. It's not even on diesel that much. Although we're saying we have to pull away from fossil fuels and everything. The war at the moment, as we know, is on plastic.
Yeah.
Plastic is
it's
the
a
enemy.
Bad thing.
We're all saying we're plastic. Yeah, there's this and there's that and the other. And I can't believe
especially in the oceans and all that. That's a biggie.
In the oceans and everything, and they show you this insane footage of sharks and whales that have, like, you know, died and seagulls have eaten bags of plastic and everything caught inside them. And you think to yourself, oh my God, it's terrible. And then you see the great efforts some countries are going to now. I think India, they're starting to wrap fruit and veg in banana leaves rather than plastic. All these things, you think, great.
Cool.
And then they try and prove to us, well, look, this is how bad plastic is. This is how contaminated the water you drink every day is. And now they tell us that the plastic pollution means that you, me, Mike, everybody, we're eating a credit card a week.
Are we?
A credit card a week. Yeah. Inhaled or consumed in the water through salt and seafood and all of that. Where the average person is eating a credit card a week. Now, I know that's tragic and desperate.
Yeah.
Our body, your body, my body, most importantly, is eating a credit card.
Most importantly.
Plastic every week. And I know I should be horrified, but I'm quite proud of that. I mean, I look at a credit card, I think, if I had to eat that, it'd take me a month to get through it. Turns out I'm necking one every week and I didn't even know.
I don't know if you're quite picking up on the gist of where that story wants to bring you.
I think I am. I'm quite proud of it. Turns out my body is a super machine. And makes me think, and I know this is wrong before everybody goes, but it makes me think, maybe plastic's not that bad. I mean, if I can eat a credit card a week, and basically, it's doing me no harm at all.
Oh my God.
Maybe the recycling isn't that important after all.
If the author of that story could see how it's backfired on you, that would be amazing.
You know what I mean? A credit card a week.
I mean, most people, you know, talk about burning through your credit cards. There's going to be a whole load of texts any moment now going, say, I want to see the way I go through credit cards.
I'll
tell you.
No problem.
God, though, that amount of plastic goes into your body every week.
That's 52 credit cards a year. Look at all them.
Imagine if you stacked them. Well, that'd be a phenomenal amount of
plastic. And we're doing grand.
PJ, you're missing the point here.
I ate 52 credit cards in the last year. And there's not a bother on me. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Next time I microwave...
You did call Westlife wildlife.
Next time I microwave me dinner, I'm not even going to take it out of the wrapper. I'm going to scobble the wrapper and all. So I am. Do you know what I mean?
Oh dear.
Me boiling the bag rice. I'm leaving it in the bag.
Win the war on plastic.
This is how you do it. It's not plastic waste if it goes inside your belly.
So your attitude is don't beat them, join them. Is that what you're saying?
Turns out I joined them years ago. I didn't even know. I've been scoffing credit cards like there's no tomorrow. I'm eating more credit cards than the dodgy ATM on Dame Street.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean?
This is an unbelievable. Mind you, the only thing, to be fair, that saves me is that if I ate a credit card, it'd still be rejected. Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days, great 80s classic. And by the way, just a reminder of what the song you're listening for is today and when you can hear it. If you want to win yourself tickets to the Forever Young Festival, 5th until the 7th of July at Palmer's Town House, a nice, brilliant, brilliant selection of the greatest 80s bands over those days. It's going to be an incredible festival. We have the chance for you to win a pass for Sunday for two people. You can win a Sunday pass and then go on to win even more. The chance to win four camping tickets for the entire weekend. Luxury glamping on site for the four of you. You just arrive. It's all set up and ready for you. You get a champagne reception in the VIP enclosure. And you get a meet and greet with the fantastic Kim Wilde. All of that could be yours if you can get yourself in to win. And today, the song you're listening for is the Thompson Twins' You Take Me Up. And it's going to be played sometime with Damien later on this afternoon.
There you go. Stay tuned to Damien. So he'll play that for you. And when you hear it, you know what to do. You've just been told there by Jim. Text Wayne.
Absolutely. Thompson Twins, You Take Me Up.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So if you're looking for somewhere to sleep, drink, eat and work all in the heart of Dublin City, then the all-new Marlin Hotel, you can check it out for yourself. If you go to marlinhotel.ie, you can find out all about it. But also, if you want to book your stay there and you use the promo code.
Love what happens to him.
Classic. Okay. Classic is the promo code. And if you use that on marlinhotel.ie, there's a special discount for you.
So there you go.
Because that's the kind of people we are.
Just gets better and better.
So the idea is 300-bedroom hotel, compact luxury to high-end suites. The choice is yours. You can tailor your stay your way. It's just opposite Stephen's Green car park there. And there's all sorts of wonderful stuff. 24-hour gym space, 1 gigabyte broadband services, indoor garden where you can enjoy a drink and the outdoors comes indoors and all that sort of carry on. Marlinhotel.ie is to say if you want to check it out for yourself. We have a two-night stay for you to win.
And sure, it's across the road from Stephen's Green if you need a bigger garden. It's literally right there. So you can't go wrong. 13 the score to beat, though. So we're looking for 14, which is a big one. But Melissa O'Shea is going to have a go at it. She's in Wicklow. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all, Melissa. What's the crack with you today? What are you up to?
I'm just dropping the kids off at school. I just dropped them in. It's lashing rain here.
Oh, God. Right. So you're stuck in the rain and you've just dropped off your help.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, fingers crossed anyway. Sure, who knows? They might just fall all in the right way for you. We'll hopefully get to the 14. That's the all-important figure. Maybe even more, Melissa. You ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Berlin is the capital of what country?
Germany.
What is the scientific word for the culture of plants, especially for food?
Nutrition.
It's horticulture. The War of Roses took place in what country?
England.
How many sides does a cylinder have?
One.
Three. What is the name of the Roman god of war?
Zeus.
Mars. What bones protect your heart?
Ribcage.
Yeah. What star is closest to the earth?
The sun.
What is the fastest bird on foot?
An ostrich.
How long is a regular term for a US president?
5 years.
4 years. Do Australians drive on the right side or the left side of the road?
Left.
Yeah. The musical West Side Story was inspired by what Shakespeare book?
Romeo and Juliet.
The leader of an orchestra plays what instrument?
Nothing.
The violin. Who founded Facebook?
Pass.
Mark Zuckerberg. What is the largest island in the Caribbean Sea?
Jamaica.
Cuba. What big cat is known as the king of the jungle?
Gorilla.
The big cat.
Oh, cat.
What big cat? Yeah, you know.
Lion.
Yeah, hey. Melissa. Sorry, big. Sorry, Melissa, for laughing, but that was a great answer.
I thought that was over.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. So you have to be careful with those gorillas.
Yeah, those gorillas. They're the sneakiest cats you'll ever meet,
ever,
those gorillas.
Ever find. Yeah. They're amazing cats, actually, the way they disguise themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is not a bad score, Melissa. It's just, it was a bit of a challenge. When you start getting any wrong at all, when you're looking for a high score, it can be tough to kind of catch up. But listen, 8 is very respectable. It was well worth having a bash at it.
Thanks, Emil.
Not at all. Have a good day.